Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn the Chaf Dal, the Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learn about include Tam Chatzi Nezek. When an animal intentionally does damage with its keren horn, such as Negicha, goring, it depends. If the ox is a Tam, has only gored once or twice, the owner is only liable for Chatzi Nezek, half the damage. Mu'ud Nezek Shalom. If the ox is a Mu'ud, the owner has been warned and the ox has gored at least three times, the owner is liable for Nezek Shalom, the full damage. The Machlekes Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir regarding Ezehu Tam, Be'ezah Mu'ud. When does the Sher become a Mu'ud and when does it revert to its former status of Tam? The Machlekes Abaye and Rav regarding Rabbi Huda's opinion of Mu'ud, Kol She'idu Bo'i Shleishi Yamim. The Sher becomes a Mu'ud only if it Edim testify that on 3 days the Sher gored other oxen. Does the owner pay Nezek Shalom for the third Negicha or only from the fourth Negicha? The question regarding Kol She'idu Bo'i Shleishi Yamim. The Yehuda Turah. Does the Pasuk require 3 days merely to incriminate the Shur, that on 3 days the Shur was Negeach, or the Yehuda Gavra? The 3 days are also to incriminate the owner, that on 3 days he was warned about his Shur's Negeaches, and he did not heed these warnings. The proof from the Braisa regarding Edom Zayman that the Yehuda Turah. Edom Zayman, when one falsely testifies against someone, he must compensate him for the loss he attempted to cause him. The question of Hamishasa Kalbisha Chaver Bechaver Mahu. If one person incites another person's dog to attack a third person, is the Balakelev liable or not?